We had no poets in the household, no bards or singers, no one who played the pipe or harp. At holiday times, we made our own music, as my family had done at home. Some of the elders had lovely voices. Fett, who was ordinarily so quiet, had a fine, clear voice that fell over us like a gentle rain. Her shield friend, Fodla, had to be urged to sing, but when she did, her deeper voice supported Fett's and wound around it until their two voices blended perfectly into one. Long night, soft dark, sleep, sleep in mother's arms. Silence holds us, love enfolds us, safe from harm. Sun's light, moon's light, lamp light and firelight, love's light, light my way through the longest night. The rich smell of nuts roasting in the ashes of the fire mingled with the scent of hot cider and the pine branches that hung all around the great hall. I sat with the other companions on the floor, while the warriors, both women and men, sat on benches or stools close by the hearth. Outside, the night was cold. Inside, we basked in the warmth of firelight and friendship. Days longer, light stronger, nights warmer, hope clearer, life longer, love stronger, hearts warmer, day nearer. Sun's light, moon's light, lamp light and fire light, love's light, light my way through the longest night. I closed my eyes and thought of home. This midwinter's night was the first I had ever spent away from my family. I missed them, and in my mind's eye I pictured them around me. I saw the faces of my mother and my sister, and I saw, too, the faces of the dead. I saw my grandmother's face and heard her voice singing a song she used to sing. I saw my father's face, although I thought I had forgotten it. I felt again as I used to feel while we watched together through the night. I was safe within the circle, as long as I had my mother's arms around me.